Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel. Always am my co-host. Also, Daniel. Today we have some topics. We got we're talking about Dan. I don't know why. When I think about it, I can't say it. And then can sequels stand on their own? And fandoms out of the norm. But first, what we did this week, and we went to a Halloween party thing. What event? Halloween event?
For we went 2 years ago, and we went again.
It was in Little Tokyo in L.A. And although we got... We got top 10.
Both times.
Both times.
Even last year, or 2 years ago,
yeah.
Top 10.
But, I mean, they did top three last year as well, the last time we went too. But either way, I failed both times.
It was funny because you going up there, like, it reminded me of when Michael Keaton was supposed to win the Oscar. Like... He won the Golden Globes, so he thought he was going to win the Oscar. So you're trying to go up stage, and you see, and the Oscar goes to, I don't know who it went to, but it didn't go to Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton had his acceptance speech. You see him like...
Crumple it up?
Take off his glasses and fold it back and put it into his pocket. I was like, that when you went up, try to go up on stage, I was like, oh shit, this is the Michael Keaton Birdman. Oh, I forgot what movie it was. It was like Birdman, I think. Something Birdman.
That's funny.
That's what it reminded me of.
I don't know why, because like they called out the two that I was like, okay, I'm like with them. Like I feel like I'm at their level, and then I was like, but the Ryuk or whatever his name is from Death Note, he could take it, and of course he took it, man.
It's funny because he was like, so I was second before he was first.
Yeah, he was the first one.
So I was when I was in line with them, I was like, dude, you won, dude. I told him straight up, yeah, like, you got this, dude.
No, but the thing that took me out, like, the costume was really cool, don't get me wrong, but then I didn't know he had another level to his costume, and you can't tell when you see him. I think because it was so dark, and the thing that I'm talking about, it's also black, he has wings, they extended, and I was like, what the heck, dude? And when I saw that, I was like, we lost, there's no competition, like, we lost. At the very end, when they're announcing the stuff, I was like, maybe there's hope. Maybe like everyone just voted for me. But what's funny is so when I told you I would go around and like promote myself, I really didn't talk to anyone. All I did was walk around, and people were like, "Bimo, Bimo, Bimo," and I was just taking pictures and just hanging out with people. And then I would just continue on, and then I would do the whole like ring the whole round, and then just come back. And then I was just and then you were like, "You're done?" And I was like, "Yeah." Does it? I didn't talk to anyone. I didn't like purposely like go up to people and do it. They would call me over because they recognized BMO. And I was just like, if people saw me, they'll know to vote for me.
Or probably most people just didn't vote, I think.
I think so too, but either way.
Yeah, there was a costume. The person, it was funny because I was looking at Instagram and I clicked on it because I recognized a person. The skeleton from Batman Forever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that person is a professional costumer, like prop person.
Well, I mean that costume was good too.
It's pretty legit. I was like, oh shit, this person's pro. Shit.
So that was pretty cool. What sucks is I feel that possibly the Cult of the Lamb cosplay might have had a better chance, but the announcer didn't say Cult of the Lambs. He just said lamb and sheep. And then
I don't think they had a chance because I think it's so niche. That thing is not. People who play games won't know what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so niche.
It's true.
So niche.
But they were, I mean, it was two girls, and I feel like the makeup was done really, really well. And then obviously the bumper guys. I think, first of all, the bumper car, like, things on them really cool, but what added on to that was the whole time they were like playing around, bumping each other, as if they were like the real bumper cars, and they kept that up the whole night. So like I was like, dude, they're meant to win, and they won the group one. But
so Walter White, like I see him at every convention, like professional cosplayers.
Every convention,
professional cosplayers should not be allowed to like enter this contest.
I think what got him the win though was I think he threw out fake money. I didn't see. I was obviously like waiting in line for him. But I think because someone said something, so I was...
He followed me on Instagram.
Oh, no. Wait, like that night?
Oh, no, no. So I posted a picture, and I guess he was scrolling through the hashtags, and he found me, and then he followed me. I followed him back, and I was like, oh, congrats, dude, on the win, dude. You don't need the money, but congrats.
That's funny. I think that's the perfect cosplay, because like, he didn't have very much emotion, and I don't know if that was him being in character or if that's natural for him, where he has like... kind of like a resting bitching face, but like it worked out for him, you know, because
he looks like him.
That was so funny. And then he was carrying a bag full of fake money. He had the stuff he can give people. Meth. So that was pretty cool. I like that. And then I watched Dan to Dan, but we can talk about that. And then what else? I played Monster Hunter Beta. The thing I realized with games, though, is, like, they keep adding on to the games and making them more, like, convoluted, which I feel like there's a limit to it where after you break that limit, it's not as enjoyable for me. And I think Wilds, even though I'm going to pick it up, Wilds is getting there for me. The things you can do on the new mount that you can get, which is, like, a dinosaur bird thing, and then on top of that, there is just so much. There is so much. And most of it is like riding the animal. And I was just like, God, this is too much. Like, I just want to go back to just fighting monsters. Like, I don't need all this stuff. I know that it's going to become competitive in a sense of like having quicker times for killing monsters. And the pets will be a huge advantage because when you're on a pet, you can switch to another weapon. So like depending on like the terrain or certain things you're doing, I think the combination of weapons would add just a better time on your monster kill. But I'm curious to see how that gets there. But I don't think I'll get that competitive because I can't. It's too much for me to have to like figure out what the best weapons are, when to switch, and do all that. I'm just gonna stick to the greatsword and beat up monsters. That's for me. Other than that, though, it's been working, exercising. I can, I got a new milestone. I can run 2 miles now nonstop. I'm going to push it for 3. And then once I get 3 down, I'm going to try to do a 3K or a 5K. Is there a 3K? I don't know. 5K. I'm going to do a 5K. I'm going to try to do under 30 minutes 5K. We'll see if that's possible for me. Bae, what about you?
Speaking of weight loss journey, I have lost like 25 pounds.
Holy,
it's like,
moly.
In a month, dude. I don't eat carbs, man. I literally don't really eat carbs.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And just not eating carbs, and just not even like hardcore exercise. It's just walking.
Yeah, that's all you need to
do. Not eating carbs, though, I think diet just, I'm like 169 right now. I haven't been in 160s since I was in the military.
Wow.
So. But what was crazy is like when I used to be like 200, 6 feet, 200. I used to, like, you know, you'll see stats of football players. They're like 6 feet 2, and I'm like, hey, we're the same. No, we're not the same.
We're
like,
not the same.
Athletically, I'm 160 muscle.
Yeah.
They're 200 muscle. Like, we are not there. We are not the same.
But I noticed that from like exercising for me. I'm doing weightlifting and cardio, and I'm able to, you know, walk a lot longer without getting tired. I can stand all day without getting tired. So I am much more fit, even though I've only lost roughly like 20 pounds from when I started, like, you know, 5 months ago. I feel much better, though. So that is a benefit for me. But yeah.
You know, I also went to the Halloween thing, the little haunted little Tokyo.
Oh, so I was dressed up as BMO. What were you dressed up as?
Adult Aang.
Adult Aang. Did no one confuse you for Tenzin?
No.
Okay.
But supposed to be a secret location, but when we got there, I mean, they gave us a location, but and it was supposed to be RSVP, but they didn't even check anything.
When we got there, it was kind of dead.
Yeah.
But that night, like, when we left, there were still, there was a huge line of people trying to get in.
Yep.
And I was like, what the heck? That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it was like that 2 years ago. It was like that too. 2 years ago, the line was longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember.
But I feel like Halloween should be done like when it's really dark. So I think that's when people assume too. Yeah. So everyone just came really, really late.
Watched a shit ton of Halloween. So I haven't been watching because I haven't even finished Avatar, but the second season's it's good. It's fucking good.
I mean, take your time, dude, because I mean, once you finish it, there's
yeah
nothing.
People, I have two friends that said Korra is not that good.
So when you compare it to the first to Avatar, it is not that good. But standalone, I think it's a really good anime. So I mean, I recommend you watch it.
Yeah,
especially now that it's done.
Yeah, I will watch it.
And Korra is much more, like, it's four seasons, I think. I don't know if it's longer, but I know it's more seasons.
But instead of watching Avatar, I watched a shit ton of Halloween movies. I watched Creepshow 1, Creepshow 2, Tales from the Hood. Part of The Frighteners, I need to finish it. What else did I watch? I watched, Lord of Illusions. I watched a shit ton of horror movies.
Halloween Town?
No. I want to watch Over the Wall. I know it's on Hulu, I think. But I also have the DVD because I was afraid that it was going to go away. And
yeah.
So I bought the physical media. But it's not going away. So, but it could go away. And then at the Halloween thing, people told me to watch... What's that cartoon? It's with Jason Ritter. It's like camping.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember the name of it.
Damn.
It has like the Illuminati thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I remember the name? Camping? What is the...
I mean, I could look it up, but Jason Ritter, but...
I feel like one guy told you. And they were obviously a really big fan.
Just one guy. He said it was on par with Avatar. I was like, holy shit, what? But I also know a friend that really likes that show too. Did that? No games. I'm actually stuck on Zelda, and I don't want to look up the solution. But I think I'm gonna have to look up the solution.
And that's making me want to play it because, like, as a kid, I would play the Zelda games. Like the Water Temple specifically was one of the like difficult ones for like a lot of people. I remember just like beating that without having any issues. And as a kid, I was like, how did I do that? Like I see that level now and it's just like, it is confusing. Like, how did I figure that out as a kid? So I want to try to like get that again.
It's kind of funny because I'm stuck. It's not like a puzzle or anything. It's just like something, a cutscene happens and it says, you got to go here and find this person. And I go to the area. I don't know where the fucking person is. So I think I need to go back because I think the person's underwater.
Oh.
But I'm not sure yet.
And you don't have the ability to go underwater yet?
You have the ability from the start.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do have the accessory that makes you swim faster. I have that too. What's the next game I'm going to play? I don't know. But I'm in preparation to maybe start streaming again.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to play. I want to actually stream on my secondary account. It's just, I don't know. I've been getting good sleep. Sleep is also important.
Yeah, it is.
Dude.
It is.
Sleep, not getting enough sleep really fucks up your health. Dude, I've been getting good sleep. Like, I usually wake up before my alarm now. Like, that's how good it is. Oh, and I bought the Alarmo.
The super loud?
The Nintendo.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
It's gimmicky. It's $100, man. It's not worth it.
What the heck?
Yeah. You never seen the alarm?
They did
a direct on it.
I
did it a whole ass direct.
On, I mean, I knew about it.
There's a direct today, too. Fucking, they announced Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, wow.
So people are like, having pictures of their Wii U in the trash, like, oh, well, we don't need this anymore. Like, that's actually kind of a huge announcement.
I think Wii U's are going to go up in price, though.
Oh, yeah. They're considered super rare. Yeah, other than that, Dan, I want to start reading again, but I have a lot of time, dude. Not streaming. It's just... I mean, I miss streaming. I do miss streaming. And people do ask. Bone Dart, if you're listening, he asked him. He was like, are you still there? Yeah, yes. We are here. I'm here.
He must not be listening to the podcast.
Oh, what's crazy is I posted, I think I posted on my Discord, but Jinxie, this goes to show you the Jinxie thing. Like, you know, like people are like, so, yeah, people are like, oh, you know, they're too scared to do this or that. He was like saying, dude, in like 200 years, dude, everyone's going to forget about you. And he's like saying, they're going to forget about me. And he's like kind of famous.
Yeah.
He's like, no one's going to remember anything unless you're a president. He's like, unless you're a president or inventor. But he made this like motivational speech like, dude, just go out and do it. Like, that's it.
I mean, it's true. Like, Ninja was huge and like no one talks about him anymore.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, just us average person. No one's going to, in 60 years, people are going to forget about me. In 10 years after my death, people are forgetting about me. Just do what you got to do.
But what's cool is, you know, we're on the internet. So, you know, some people will find us even when we're dead. I think that's a cool concept. I don't know. You want to get into topics? Do you want to do Dan first? Or last?
Sure, I don't. It doesn't matter.
We can do that one last.
Heavy.
It's a heavy. It's topic. a strong topic. So we'll do the can sequels stand on their own?
Oh, I don't know if we should talk about this. Should comedy have limits? Because that guy. All right, now.
The thing. So I'm down to talk about that. We're adding one, but you're referring to a comedian that was at a Trump rally.
Mm-hmm.
Making, I guess he was making jokes, but at a Trump rally, it doesn't seem like he's joking to me. It doesn't seem like he's being a comedian there because no one else is joking. So even though he hops on and says all this stuff, I think I want to say that comedy does not have limits, but there is a limit to where you can do comedy.
I mean, comedy doesn't have, that's for sure, but should comedy have limits?
That's a tough one. Because, like, I don't agree with the way he did it there, you know? But I don't want to, like, say it's off-putting for, like, other comedians. But, like, I guess if anyone goes to an event like that and jokes around like that, I don't think it's... I don't know. I don't think it's funny because it doesn't seem like a spot to do comedy. Like, people are there and they're not aware whether you're joking or not, you know? If I go to like a stand-up place, I know the guy's going to be joking. So even if he says the worst thing ever, I know it's a joke. If you're at a Trump rally, I don't think you're joking is the issue.
What's weird is, I'm pretty sure I can't read his mind, but I think Dave Chappelle is in the mindset of comedy shouldn't have limits.
Yeah.
But the reason why he quit the Chappelle show was because he said he did a joke, or he saw someone react to one of his skits, and I'm assuming the person was white. The person laughed a little too hard, he said. Like, a little bit, like, it wasn't like he's laughing at the joke.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to feed into my racist. He was like, that made him quit. The Dave Chappelle show.
Wow.
He was like, he laughed a little too hard.
Yeah.
Just a little too hard.
And that's the thing for me. Like, they're laughing, but it's not at the fact that it's a joke. They're laughing at, you know, the fact that they truly believe that. So that's why I don't think, I think there is a time and place for comedy, and that was not a place for it. Because people are going to take it too seriously.
I think comedy shouldn't have limits, but to be contrarian, I think it should have limits because some people could take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
So.
But that's why I think setting matters. Like, if you're at a comedy...
Not even like, setting. Like, it could be a normal setting. Someone could take it the wrong way.
I mean, if they do, and like if you're at a stand up and you take it the wrong way, I mean, I feel like that's on you, because you know that this place is gonna be just comedy.
But if it's just a stand up in a southern place, just full of a certain ethnicity,
I don't know. I feel like that's where I'm okay with it. Like it's a stand up. Like everyone is aware of it. So like no holds bar kind of thing. But outside of that, you have to tread lightly, because not everyone is going to be on par with the joke. So and that's where I do think people can take offense, or people can laugh a little too hard at the joke, you know? So I don't know. It's hard for me to say, but I don't know. I still want to say comedy shouldn't have limits. And you think it shouldn't, but it should. All right.
I mean, it's free speech. You can say whatever you want.
But that's why, like, ultimately, yeah, at the end of the day, he can't get arrested for it. But
the auditors, why are you filming me? Why are you filming me? You're in a public place.
He can get shit on, though. But, all right, let's do. Can sequels stand on their own? So this is referring to, like, I believe there was a game, Gravity Rush, came out on the PS Vita. Was a really well-received game, but not many people played it. And then Gravity Rush 2 came out, I believe on PS3 or 4? But it was named Gravity Rush 2. So people are like, I didn't even know there was a 1. I'm not going to pick this one up because I never played it in the first place. And so another well-received game, nobody played that. My question is, can sequels stand on their own? Obviously, every game is different, so some games could still be named, like Silent Hill 2. You know?
I don't think it matters. Because you put that one example. There's many more examples where Persona 1, 2, 3, no one really played it. Then 5 came. A lot of people played it. They never went back to the previous ones. They played 5. Final Fantasy is another example. 16. They're like, fuck it.
That is true.
I'll still play it.
Because there's like Monster Hunter, but it wasn't. Didn't it have numbers?
It was like Portable 1, Portable 2, Portable 3. And then in America, it wasn't like that. It was like Freedom Unite.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why for me, it was like that. That was the better version of titles, because there's no numbers attached to it. So it's like, I didn't miss one because it's a whole nother game. Even though technically they're all games on their own.
I think with Gravity Rush, the problem it had was the first one did not come out. It came out on a handheld.
Yeah.
So no one's going to go play that. Go back. And then 2... It's just, even though it was a good game, it's just, I don't know. People just didn't pick it up.
And then, what is it called? Metaphor?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a spiritual successor?
I think it's its own thing.
It's its own thing?
It's like Bloodborne is different from Dark Souls. It's kind of like that.
But it's supposed to be, like, not in the same setting, but it's people that made Persona making this game as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it seems interesting. You were telling me this, like, information about it.
Damn, dude. I was listening to podcasts about it. Man, I think that's game of the year, man. Like, just listening to it. One guy didn't like the game.
Yeah.
I was like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But.
And then, oh, yeah, you were telling me that the art style is...
Influenced by Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
And someone else. It was like two people. I don't know who the second artist was. But I think it's... The guy did not like I don't know if you've seen the user interface for that game. He doesn't like the user interface. I think it looks so stylish.
Yeah, but like it's overwhelming, which is what turns me off for Persona. Because it's a very similar style, right? It's just like a big old stamp.
It's even crazier.
It's even crazier. Oh, man.
It's crazier.
I don't know. We'll see. Like it's a lot of things that I don't like about games put into one, which is why it's like hard for me to see if I can even want to pick it up and play it. If the story is amazing, maybe I'll watch playthroughs, you know?
Oh, I just want to add, there's a new game that's like tearing up at least my TikTok. It's a cozy game. Web fishing or web It's like you play as a cat that fishes, and it's like it's social, so like people can join your server and
wow,
yeah, people are doing. It's like people are. That's the new it game right now. Web, yeah, I think it's called web fishing.
I have not seen that, but like, I haven't seen a game where you fish as a
cat.
It's
like Animal Crossing mixed with Stardew, kind of. It's yeah. People are doing trick shots with the fishing. It's funny. I was like, oh, that's the game I might want to stream, actually.
I feel like that's the new meta.
And the game's $5?
Is making, like, not like child's or children's games, but, like, making a cute game that has, like, advanced or adult features. So Stardew Valley, Animal Crossing. And I think the guy who made Stardew Valley is making a second game.
And he's Haunted Chocolatier.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people that were huge fans of Stardew Valley are waiting literally for that new game. So next one is one that you brought up right now, or well today, fandoms out of the norm. So this is a topic that we thought about because our generation is getting older. And eventually, we're going to be old people that know about anime, video games, you know, specific type of music. But
you know how I can tell I'm old? Is like, I watch these TikTok videos of brain rot quizzes.
Yeah.
I know maybe like two answers. It's like, when someone eats your food, what kind of tax is that? Phantom tax! Like,
oh.
I knew what that was.
Yeah.
But I was just like, damn, some of these I don't know.
Like, I want to say I'm a little better at those, but I haven't come across one where it's an actual quiz. But
oh no, it's hard, dude. Like we'll do the quiz, yeah. Man. You won't. You're not gonna know. You're Show gonna me. Know one or two, dude. Nah,
I'm gonna know three.
No. Nah. They're fucking hard, man. But you got to be watching brain rot shit, I guess, to understand.
It's true. But like a lot of times, like the Phantom thing, it did pop up on my For You page, which is why I know about the Phantom tax. But yeah, a lot of those, like nothing popped up for the cat game, whatever, the fishing cat game.
It's a new thing.
So
it game.
And now that we talked about it, I'm sure my phone is listening and it's going to be all over my For You page. But yeah, in my workplace, I feel like everyone is young. Well, yeah, so everyone's younger than me, pretty much.
Damn, mine's the opposite.
Yeah, and yours is the opposite. So mine is like, I mean, they're old enough that like they're like 26, 27. So they're not on the brain rot TikToks or any brain rot videos, but a lot of them have like niche information. So people okay, are
this into, is how you know if they're up to date. Do they know what boom or doom is? Boom or do, so I have one coworker who's younger. Yeah. He's the only person that actually knows all the trends. Like in the club, we all fame. Like no one else at work's gonna know that except him. Like
I think there's one coworker I know that would know that because they know stuff that was when I was a child and they're not like they were probably a baby and they would know that stuff still. So they're like really into the memes. But other than that, I feel like a lot of them are just in their own world. They don't like go on TikTok and view that many videos. So probably not aware. But for you, yeah, it's just one person. Everyone else like doesn't know anything.
Yeah, everyone's
they can't relate with you.
The I can't say the jokes. They won't know.
So for your workplace, you're gonna dress up for Halloween.
Yes,
and you're gonna be the so older
our
avatar?
Workplace does a they make Halloween a big deal because my CEO loves Halloween, so it's a half day. And then afterwards, we go to a bar, and it's a party. Yeah. Free drinks.
But you're not invited if you're not dressed
Yeah,
up.
You have to stay in work if you're not dressed up. Everyone dresses up. I don't know a workplace. Every workplace I've been to, there's some people that don't dress up.
Right.
Everyone dresses up in my workplace. It's 100% like crazy. It's crazy, and some of the costumes are crazy. Like they're like Haunted Little Tokyo standards. Like, and I don't know what the prizes are. It's not $500, but it's like $200, I think. But yeah, everyone goes ham.
Wow.
I think I'm gonna dress up as Aang. And no one, three people might know, I think, but we'll see.
You're going to get someone to help you with the arrow?
I'm going to have to do it myself. I have to.
You're going to have to use a mirror and just be like,
yeah.
The hardest part is doing that one line all the way back to the back of your head.
Yeah.
But, that's funny.
But I'm just happy it's a half day, you know, fucking leave home early so I can beat traffic.
You know what's funny for Christmas? So this is the first year I've been at this company for 3 years now. I guess I've never seen that my company celebrates anything around Christmas, but they were like, hey, a company holiday falls on in between the week of Christmas, so we're just having the whole week off. And I mean, it's cool, but I'm like what holiday are you celebrating that's making you take off the whole week? So
the one thing I like about Christmas at our place, we do a Secret Santa, but the CEO hides three gifts, $3,000 in cash. So if you pick it, but I didn't pick it last year. Damn it. It's crazy because I remember someone new got it. Someone that recently started working there. I was like, damn, lucky, dude.
They're like, quit it right away.
Shit. I want to get it. So I remember what the packages looked like last time.
Okay.
So I kind of know.
They're all the same size?
No. They're all mixed. But I thought it would be super extravagant.
Yeah.
No, it looked some of the cheesy ones.
Like little squares. Okay.
I'm going to look at the shitty ones. And
and then get a shitty prize.
I know, right? Shit.
That's funny. Well, imagine he puts one as the biggest prize. And you didn't
pick
it. You never know.
Holidays are coming. I'm actually pretty excited for the holidays.
I'm excited for days off, man.
Yeah. It's just like when most of the holidays.
Yeah, and you get Thanksgiving and Black Friday off and then, you know, Christmas off.
Yeah, I think, I'm going to buy a Steam Deck. Hopefully Black Friday has a sale.
Ready for the next topic? So this one's going to be the Dan. I don't know why. When I think about it, I can't say it.
Dan.
Dan. So it's an anime. Newer anime. We're only going to talk about the first episode. I don't know what the rest of them deal with, but in the first one, there's some, it's controversial, but no one's really talking about it. No one's making it controversial. You saw a video on it, which is why it brought attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you kind of didn't notice.
I think most people see it as entertainment.
Yeah.
They didn't look too deep into it.
Do you want to mention what it was?
So there's basic synopsis is there's a guy and a girl. The guy's trying to force the girl, tell the girl that
aliens
exist. And the girl's trying to tell the guy that ghosts exist.
Yep.
And if either or is true, they would have to serve the other.
Yeah. And they both, each one shows a location, one that's haunted and one that is supposedly infested with aliens. And then they tell them go there. And if you see anything, you have to do what I say, essentially.
And they both encounter each other's thing, but they almost get essayed. I think, to be honest, I think the guy got essayed.
Well, yeah. I mean, the episode. So for the guy's version, he goes into a tunnel that's supposedly haunted. He sees an old lady. Who I'm not sure if is a ghost. I think more of a witch. But either way, old lady. And the old lady is like, I watched the English version. And she said, I will suck on your... Or you can suck on my tit if you let me gobble your dong. And then a chase ensues.
The subtitle in Japanese was... suck on my teats and I will gobble your weenie.
So, and then a chase ensues, and the, so that happens. And then, it, like, it implies that he gets caught, and then immediately changes to the scene for the girl. And then the girl is visited by three aliens in the location she's at. And then, they say that they're a male-only race, and they need to reproduce, so they're going to use her, and then they try to essay her. The and then,
but the way they say, so both sides. Okay, this is where it gets crazy. I think the author was trying to make both scenarios funny, because mm-hmm. with the girl side, the aliens are like, "Let me have that banana."
Right.
So they're trying to make it humorous, but when I was watching the girl side, I didn't find it funny.
So that's where the topic comes into play. Like, why was it kind of funny for the guy and not so funny for the girl?
It wasn't kind of, I laughed out loud. It wasn't kind of funny for me with the guy. Like, and I was like, that's, it's very rare when something has made me laugh out loud. I was like.
And the thing is, too, is it, so it's implied that the guy does get raped. Because of the fact that the lady took his dong, his wiener, so the episode ends with him trying to find it, and then the girl, the scenes that it shows for the girl, it shows like once it shows the girl, it's that it's her the whole time for the rest of like the show from that point, and you see everything, so you know that nothing happens to the girl, but. Obviously, the intention was there, and I think the reason why it gets so awkward is obviously the scene for the rest of the anime, once it gets to the girl, it's just showing her, and then half of that time, it's just her in a bikini and underwear.
She's also underage. She's like a high school student.
Well, they're both underage. Yeah, they're both high school.
Yeah.
But like, I think why it makes it so awkward is because she's in a bra and underwear. And the whole time, you know, she's obviously she's doing what she's doing, but like it's awkward. Like you're seeing an underage girl in underwear, and the intention is these aliens are gonna assault her. So, and that's why I think it's so weird. If it happened like the guy where it just cuts off and then it shows something else, I think it would have been better. But because it was showing the whole thing the whole time, I think it was just getting awkward and awkward and awkward. And then you realize it doesn't happen, but like you had a feeling of like, this is weird. Like, you know, it's something I shouldn't be watching kind of
but
thing.
But it's weird. And there are people out there that found that part funny or entertaining, which is kind of twisted.
Well, I mean, like the interactions that they have is hilarious because the aliens are essentially robots. And the terms they use for things are not the standard terms. Like you said, like, you know, let's have your banana, let's do this, let's do that. And it's funny because they're not using the terms, but like if you replace it with the correct terms, it's not funny anymore. So well,
to me, I think the reason why it's funny when it happens to the guy, because I think it's just this general perception that guys don't usually get essayed.
Right.
So when it happens, like, or it's also what the grandma said. It was just like, so like, whoa, I didn't expect suck on my tits. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's so, I did not expect that. Like that.
And what's funny is like the anime seems normal and literally like normal, normal, normal. He gets in the tunnel, normal.
Yeah.
Sees that old lady. That's the first thing she says. And you're just like, whoa, like what the heck, dude? I didn't expect it to take it to this level right away. Well, yeah. Not right away, but like instantaneously.
I mean, there's the thing that in Chainsaw Man that hasn't happened in the anime yet that people are going to be like, whoa. And same thing in Blood on the Leaves. There's a scene, there's a thing that happens. I was like, holy shit. Like, so.
I think
I can see it going there.
I going think with anime though, it does do a fine line, because like with anime, I think it's supposed to be a cartoon, and they want kids to watch it, but when you do subjects that are not kid related, I don't think you should be putting kid, like, you should imply that the person is older than the age you technically want them to be, kind of thing. So, and then this, obviously we know that they're high schoolers, like they met in high school, like that's how we got to know them, and they're still in high school wanting to see an aliens or ghosts. So I do think it's wrong for that, but yeah, like I had a coworker that watched it and they loved it. They loved the animation style. They loved that it was so funny. I don't know. It's weird.
I hate to say this, but there probably is a way to do it to make the girl side funny. It's still wrong to say, but there's a way to, like a joke. Yeah. There's a way to do it to make it funny, but that was not funny to me. Yeah. There is a way. I mean, but do people find her thing funny, though? There are people out there that find that funny and entertaining.
Well, yeah, everyone has...
Props to them, you know?
Well, I mean, like the video that you saw of the girl explaining that situation, something's wrong with them. But it is weird. Like, for me, the animation is really good, and the concept of her... So in the beginning of the episode, her boyfriend breaks up with her because she won't put out, essentially.
I really like the, what's it, Ken Watanabe or something? It's like, what's your name? It's, you know who she keeps on this? She's like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Forgot the guy.
Ken Taka.
Do you know who that person is?
I don't.
That he's like the Clint Eastwood of Japan.
Okay.
Like, I saw a TikTok explaining it, and so he always said, and he says a phrase, and that's when it explodes. And he had this commercial. He would sell insurance and say that phrase.
So essentially, she's trying to find a guy like Clint Eastwood, essentially, mm-hmm. like Ken Takamura or something like that, mm-hmm. and she's like, he wasn't the boyfriend that she had was not the Ken Takamura, but she was like, just like, why can't I just find someone like that? And then she meets this nerd. The whole situation happens, and at the end of the situation, they escape. And she's like, by the way, I don't know your name. What's your name? And the guy's like, oh, it's Ken Takamura, like literally the person she's looking for. And as soon as he says it, the alien spaceship explodes behind her, huge explosion scene. And at the same time, it's like her realization, like, this is the name of the person I've been looking for, but this is not the person that I'm looking for, kind of thing. And then the episode ends there. But I mean, like, stuff like that is funny, but then it's weird because she's still technically in a bra and underwear. You know, she is using his clothes, and then he's technically naked now. So, I don't know. It's just fucking weird. It's weird.
I like the opening song. And
that's what you were playing right now on this one.
Dun, 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 dun,
that was your opening song.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know. And then my coworker told me that it gets weirder. So, I don't know what they
second
mean
episode
by that.
Wasn't that weird. It was bland.
I think it's four episodes right now.
Yeah.
By the time
I think it's going to end in December or something.
Okay. By the time this releases, the next episode will be out. But yeah, I mean, like, if you're in anime, I guess watch it. But it does get weird. Just a warning. Just letting you know. And then Dodgers. I don't know. Did they win?
Shit. I know they were trailing. There's going to be fucking riots. Fuck.
4-11.
Oh, they got fucking smoked.
Damn.
But it's good because they have a chance to win at home. And then there's going to be riots.
Damn.
We coming back.
We'll see. We'll see. But it's the first team that wins three games, right?
Four
games. Yeah. And this is technically their fourth game.
Yes.
Has anyone else won?
There's only been one time where a team that was trailing 3-0 made a comeback is Boston Red Sox. They beat the Yankees. It's funny, dude. I've been watching like TikToks of, I guess they have commentators. The commentators, Derek Jeter and A-Rod, I think that's his name. They both played for the Yankees, but they have Big Papi, and he played for Boston. But this guy is, everyone's like, damn, Big Papi is an honorary Dodger fan. You're welcome in LA because he's like, Yankees lose. And you could see the ex-Yankee players are just annoyed. It's like, well, what you talking about? What you on about? Like, Yankees lose! Yankees lose!
But yeah, what's funny is there's people in the weight loss competition. The guy that I would feel like would win the competition, and he's a huge Dodgers fan. So he's like, bro, I've been drinking every day watching the games.
You're like...
And my mind is like that, yeah. And
it's like make the games longer.
And then he told me today before the game, and I was like, bro, if you've been drinking, you have to keep it up because now it's the good luck charm. If you don't drink and they lose, it's on you, bro. And it's on you.
When they win, you got to double the amount you drink.
But yeah, it made him feel bad, and now he probably got drunk and they lost, and he's like, fuck, it didn't work. We'll see. But yeah, I mean, I don't really follow sports, not my thing, but I'm in LA, so go Dodgers. When's the next game now?
Today? No, it's either tomorrow or 2 days. No, it's tomorrow.
This is the first
New York one. It's probably tomorrow. And then after those two, rest and come back to LA, win it in LA. But they can't be complacent because they could still lose.
I know.
Job finished. Kobe, why aren't you happy? You're leading 3-0. Job finished. Job's not finished. It's not finished. That's why I'm not happy. Job's not finished.
Damn, Kobe.
Halloween. Oh yeah. By the time this comes out, vote. I don't care if you vote for the opposite things of what I want. Hey, at least you voted. I have more respect for people who voted than people who don't. So.
You heard it here, folks.
We don't see eye to eye. It's okay, dude. You voted. But if you didn't vote, shame.
So now we promote voting.
Shame.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.